Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 303, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 303. The Holy Christ is born in me today. Watch with me, angels, watch with me today. Let all God's holy thoughts surround me, and be still with me while heaven's Son is born. Let earthly sounds be quiet, and the sights to which I am accustomed disappear. Let Christ be welcomed where he is at home, and let him hear the sounds he understands, and see but sights that show his Father's love. Let him no longer be a stranger here, for he is born again in me today. Your Son is welcome, Father. He has come to save me from the evil self I made. He is the true self that you have given me. He is but what I really am in truth. He is the Son you love above all things. He is myself as you created me. It is not Christ that can be crucified. Safe in your arms, let me receive your Son. Amen. The Holy Christ is born in me today. As I contemplate this lesson, I notice a stickiness around the word born. And so I reread the lesson and quiet the mind. And I ask, why the word born? And I noticed there were a couple of lines from the lesson that jumped out at me. The line, "Let him, the Christ, no longer be a stranger here, for he is born again in me today." And the other line that jumped out was this, "Safe in my Father's arms, let me receive your Son." And I started to contemplate the idea, the Holy Christ is born in me again today. And what born is. The first whole paragraph reminded me of when I slip into meditation and the mind quiets and I feel into the Christ in me. My true self becomes revealed. And this whole paragraph, as I read it, spoke of the feeling of meditation. And I had a yearning to be meditation, be the Christ, be my truth. As I think about this word born, I think about how I go into meditation. Slipping into the truth of who I am. That is being born. A letting out of the Holy Spirit into the mind. The mind shrinks as the Holy Spirit expands. The mind relaxes. It's like the baby. It's in the mother's body. And when it is born, it is coming out into the world. Just like the baby is in the mother, the Christ is in us already. We just allow it to come out, be revealed in the mind, in our life. And so each time I allow Holy Spirit, the Christ, to come out is when it is born again, over and over during the day, as I slip in and out of Christ's mind, Christ is born again in me each time. There will be a day when I won't slip in and out. Christ will be born for the last time and will remain always. But until then, I am grateful for Christ being reborn each time it is. Each time it's reborn, and I receive it each time it is. It's like the ecstatic news when a parent says, "My baby's been born," and we all celebrate. That's the feeling I want when Christ is born in me again. The realization that, Christ is here. It's a celebration, something joyful. The awareness of Christ's mind is a delight. It says in the first paragraph, "Let him, the Christ, no longer be a stranger here." He never is a stranger. The Christ abides within me always. It's just, am I allowing it to be born, revealed, in my life, in my mind? Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to receive, to acknowledge, to feel into the Christ that lives in me, to rejoice at my awareness of the truth of I am. Today I want to celebrate the Christ that lives within and is born into my mind. Help me to receive the Christ in each moment of the day. And if I slip out of awareness into ego mindset, nudge me back to the glorious moment when I receive once again and allow Spirit, the Christ, to be born in me again. The time when I recognize I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by being mindful of the current moment, by watching the breath. We come into the present moment with each breath we observe. We let all God's holy thoughts surround us. And we are still. The Christ is born while we come into awareness. We let earthly sounds be quiet, and the sights and thoughts to which we are accustomed, they disappear. And we sink into awareness, welcoming our true self home. And in our truth, we sit allowing I am to be with no place to go, nothing to do, and nothing to fix. We sit simply as our truth, being complete peace. Thank you for joining with me in allowing the truth of who we are to be born into the mind again and again today. Namaste.